USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump's personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani, says he will not comply with a subpoena to testify in the Ukraine scandal. Giuliani says the only way he would testify is if the chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, Democrat Adam Schiff, is removed. Regarding Congressman Schiff, Representative Jim Jordan of Ohio says the only reason we didn't hear from the ambassador of the EU, Gordon Sondland, is because information was leaked in the hearing last week.
Well, he didn't come because the process is so darn unfair. The administration saw what happened to Special Envoy Ambassador Volker when he testified for almost 9 hours last Thursday. When he testified, Adam Schiff selectively leaked parts of his testimony, 67 pages of text messages, Neil. And they pick a handful, pull them out of context, and put those out there, but they won't release the full transcripts.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
So there's this guy named Jordan, and he's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. But then he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched from medical insurance to MediShare, which is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this really going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. If you want to find out more, here's a number for you. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The federal deficit continues to expand under President Trump. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
The federal deficit is ballooning to its highest point in 7 years. The Congressional Budget Office estimating it's at $984 billion, the largest spread between what the government spends and takes in since 2012, and $205 billion higher than it was in 2018.
Acting Commissioner of Customs and Border Protection Mark Morgan gives an update on the ongoing situation at the U.S.-Mexico border.
The comprehensive numbers will be forthcoming with respect to all the numbers and all statistics for 2019. CBP's enforcement actions on a southwest border totaled nearly 1 million in fiscal year 2019.
There were 40,000 arrests on the southern border in September, which is the lowest number this fiscal year. Compare that to back in May when there was 133,000. This is USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com.
Turning now to the 2020 presidential race, former Vice President Joe Biden is up 6 points in a new Fox News poll, which looks at the front runners and where they stand in South Carolina. USA Radio Network's Robin Walensky breaks down the numbers.
If you believe in polling data, there's some new information out about the Democrats and where the front runners stand in South Carolina. The new Fox News poll has Joe Biden with 41% of the vote, Elizabeth Warren at 12%, and Bernie Sanders in third place with 10%.
2020 presidential hopeful and Senator from Massachusetts, Elizabeth Warren, wrote a letter to J.P. Morgan Chase CEO Jamie Dimon urging him and other financial leaders to support her 2020 campaign agenda. The letter left many CEOs scratching their heads, including former CEO of CKE Restaurants, Andy Puzner, who tells Fox News he's not sure exactly just how much of a capitalist Senator Warren is.
This letter is ridiculous. She writes it like she's the premier of China, ordering corporations in China to do X or to do Y. She attacks corporate profits, which is how businesses stay in business. It's how they make money that they can pay dividends. She then attacks dividends, which is how corporations get money out, not only to individuals or corporate executives, which seem to be her big concern, but also to 401k plans and pension plans. If pension plans, if their dividends are cut, they're not going to be able to meet their obligations to retirees.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.